2 minutes past one. I'm here, Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave is here.
Hello.
There's Welsh Dave with the beard and there's Sam as well. How did you think that show went, Barry?
It was all right.
I thought we had a brilliant first half, like one of our best. And I think we got complacent and, you know, took off the gas a bit.
Okay. I didn't think the first half was that special. It wasn't like Sunderland-esque against Crystal Palace. Really? You think we were 4-0 up by the 11 o'clock, or by the 12 o'clock news?
I thought at midday we were definitely 2 or 3-0 up. And then we conceded one early in the second half. And then we conceded another one just before the end, and then we were clinging on. Is what I thought. Do you want to play any guessing games before?
No, I want to get out of the studio because it's really cold in here.
Okay, so look, here's what we're going to put on the podcast. We're going to put in the top of the show, the Premier League review, Culverhouse.
Good Culverhouse.
Yeah, it was a good game in Culverhouse, that.
There was a bit of showboating by the eventual winner, by the way.
Yeah, there was. I thought I had it, actually, but you got it. Grant Holt, because he was really good. Do you want to put the news review in or not?
No.
So, no, I think we should put it in. Barry thinks it was really bad. I think it was hard because you did it as well as me, you know, and not as well. You didn't do it as well as me, obviously, but you were also there, present. And so that made it sort of a bit...
Please, can we please go? I'm off. See you.
Here are the best bits of our show.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
Right, let's have a look at the Premier League games. What a day. It was a very sort of 1962 Premier League results section, I thought.
What, with all the bonkers scores?
Yeah, with all the goals going in. It just reminds you...
Yeah, but in 1962, it was just manly handshakes after each goal was scored. Yesterday, we had players celebrating before they'd actually scored.
Yeah, is that where you want to start?
Well, I suppose we can.
Okay,
yeah.
Everton 6, Bournemouth 3. You've left your notes at home, Barry.
I have. You don't believe I wrote notes. No. I actually did last night. I had pages and pages of them. And then I had to get up early this morning to do some work for The Guardian and using the same notebook. And
can you remember anything you wrote about Everton v Bournemouth? 6-3.
Well, the highlight of the game for me was Ross Barkley showboating.
Anyone said, yeah, I've just written here, I'm waiting for someone to come out and, you know, pompously say, you just don't do that. You don't do that in football. It's a lack of respect to your fellow professional. That's the worst thing. It's like when footballers say, spitting at someone is the worst. It's obviously not very nice. I've said it before on air. I'd much rather, as long as they didn't have a communicable disease, someone spat at me and I could wipe it off with the flannel than someone punching me in the face. I would just prefer that. This is the same thing. Someone's going to say, you just don't do that in football. It's a lack of respect.
I would be astonished if there hasn't been some pompous reaction on Tinternet, home of the pompous people. Mm. There are a lot of them about.
We've
seen...
It would have been great if he'd missed. Yeah. We all know that. It would have been absolutely brilliant.
We've seen cyclists celebrating prematurely, getting collared on the line, ditto with jockeys in horse races. They get punished, fined. But if he'd just slid the ball wide of the post, it would have been magnificent. But no, he didn't.
Or, I mean, really, if he wanted to be really cocky, he should have just taken it into the corner. Got all the way up to the line and then just wandered off to the corner. I've written here, since I've written my notes, you're going to hear them, Barry. Everton's second goal. I love us. Any goal in the Premier League that is basically Sunday League, when it bounced back off him and then Arthur Brooks just couldn't move and couldn't save it. I love a Sunday League goal. Everton's third goal, the Simon Francis mistake, I love a Sunday League goal. Lukaku's hat-trick was the 300th hat-trick in the Premier League. Would you like to know the other 299?
Yes. Can I guess them?
Yes, go.
Do they have to be in order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Must be Brian Dean first.
Alan Shearer.
Okay, next one.
Ryan Giggs.
Next one.
Andy Cole.
Next one.
Dwight York.
Next one.
Kevin Phillips.
You need Defoe in there soon, don't you?
Nah, he won't be for a while.
Oh, really? Okay. Chelsea 3,
we'll
Arsenal 1. Yeah, we'll do that.
We can do it during the break for the Facebook people.
I'll get the list.
See how long it takes to drive them all away.
Chelsea 3, Arsenal 1. Chelsea won the title now, so we might as well come back in August. Was that a foul, Alonso's header, where he clumped Bellerin at the same time?
Yes. I thought so. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Arsenal were going to lose anyway.
Okay.
Because they're Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking Arsenal's monotonous predictability, if only because we get to see Arsenal fan TV on a more regular basis. It is the gift that keeps on giving.
It is, but do you still believe it? Because now they know that they're famous. You know, they're over-egging it. So I did like it, and now I'm not so sure. Now I think they want to lose.
Oof.
Because it increases their fame.
Oh, possibly.
I've got a theory here about Eden Hazard, right? And I haven't heard anyone. So it's a bit of an out there theory, right? I don't want to use the word wacky, because terrible word. But
is it zanny?
zanny.
Zany.
I haven't heard anyone say this, but he's a different player than he was last season.
Do you think?
Yeah.
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 I
think people are going to take that theory and use it and
run with it.
Yeah, pass it off as their own.
But do you not think his every excellent performance this season is just a damning indictment of his appalling attitude because he was so bad last
year? I mean, it depends if I'm going to ever meet him soon.
It's a fair point.
Right,
I met Sam Allardyce yesterday.
Oh, did you?
And I was kind of really worried about, you know, some of the bad things I've said about him in the past.
Obviously, he's got no idea who you are.
And then
so that's
I burst out laughing in his face yesterday because he said, and this is the word I had to ask permission to use today,
mm-hmm.
He used this phrase, tear-arsing around, which I'd never heard before.
So you tittered, didn't you, like a little schoolboy?
So I just, yeah, smirked and giggled. And he kind of looked at me in a disparaging way. And I gave him the universal... I'd never heard the phrase tear-arsing before. I like it, and I'm going to use it myself.
Just a couple more notes before we go on to that Palace Sunderland game. Antonio Conte, is it getting a bit too much? He's over-celebrating?
What, jumping into the
crowd? Yeah.
I enjoyed that, and there was one Chelsea fan who went...
To pat him on the backside.
Pat him on the backside, and then sort of thought better of it and just went for the upper thigh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, beneath the buttock.
Right.
But, you know, on the thigh.
Where do you think is a no-go area for the next time Antonio Conte? I think if he dives in, I think you can go straight.
Fair game.
You can go straight palm on the buttock, I reckon.
But not a caress.
What, like a rub?
Yeah.
Like ruffle his head.
No cuppage.
No, I don't believe anyone should cup Conte's buttock. But, you know, like, if you do, let us know next week. Did you see...
Do you reckon it's firm? Would it be like... A cannonball, or
not like the ballerina man I saw when I had to go to the ballet and I missed a game because I took the future wife there. They were just balls of wrought iron. Extraordinary. Did you see Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly in the crowd? Obviously someone famous there.
Yes.
Did you see that they basically were still in their outfit? They're clearly filming a Western, aren't they? And they just didn't have time to get changed. And they went straight out in there. So anyway, look, well done Chelsea, won the league. That's good. Well done Everton, good win. Palace 0, Sunderland 4. Didier and Dong, Barry, has tremendous hair, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does.
And I wondered if we should have a game of paper, scissors, stone to see who has to get an Ndong. Go into the hairdresser and say, could I have an Ndong, please? Which is not a euphemism. He's got basically blonde. He's just blonded the top of his head. And it's quite incredible, isn't it?
But he's shaved the sides as well. I think it's a feather cut, isn't that the technical term? But, full proxy. And, I mean, it's brave because when you're in a team that bad, you don't want to do things that makes you stand out from the rest of them. You know, Patrick Van Aanholt had, you know, a very poor home debut yesterday. He suffered the unique distinction of being booed by both sets of fans. Which I think must be a low point
on
in any
booing,
footballer's
on that,
career.
On that booing thing, when West Brom Stoke came on, the wife came downstairs and she was like, why are they all booing? And I explained vaguely the Saido Berahino story to her.
Yeah.
She wasn't that interested. And her direct quote was, how could you play with people being so mean to you? Which actually is sort of fair, isn't it? Why don't we all just be a bit kinder?
Well, to be honest, people are mean to you a lot of the time.
True.
And you
yeah.
bear it with stoically. I get quite a lot of abuse.
Oh no, Big Baz are on the drink, so no more quizzes. Oh well, roll on January 2018. Back to that weird chemistry now. And then a compliment that I can't read out. Big Sam had an earpiece in, right? Didn't he? And I just wondered, what was he listening to? Was it... I like to think that he spent the whole of the first half listening to Norah Jones. Come away with me.
I'd say he's more of a Kenny G man.
Do you reckon Kenny G? Yeah. All the way through that. While we think he's listening to Tactical Advice, he's listening to just sax classics from Kenny. 8:10 to 9, if you have any thoughts about that.
He was masticating furiously. Masticating.
Yes.
On his chewing gum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I eat gum, because I don't do it very often, but I just put like one or two pieces in, and after about 30 seconds, it starts to lose its flavour, and my jaw starts to get tired, so I get rid.
Does he just keep adding?
But
he keeps adding,
and Alex Ferguson was the same, like three packets at a time. I remember someone once took a photograph, I'm not sure if it was Tom Jenkins from The Guardian, but just after a game, he took a photo of Big Sam's dugout after a game, and it was just ankle deep in discarded chewing gum wrappers, bits of foil.
And but it's whether Sam...
Surely his jaw must get very, very sore.
Let's ask him. The only other note I have is great to see Marco Gabbiadini back in the Premier League. Just turned 49, scoring for Southampton. Very well done. That's the Premier
Who
League.
Who is running his guest house while he's back in the Premier League with Southampton? So, you know, Marco Gabbiadini, friend of the show, runs a guest house now. Voted the best guest house in Great Britain,
is
I think.
Is that right? If you've ever stayed there, let us know. 8:10 to 9. We'll be back in a minute. Morning, everybody. This is the warm-up on TalkSport, the world's biggest sports radio station. Mark Zagas hosting Sunday exclusive from one, Manchester City versus Swansea City. I heard Ellis James, our Welsh football correspondent, saying he reckons they can get a 2-2. We're live on Facebook. I'm going to do Ian Colvehouse now, just live on Facebook. Robbie says, I'm determined to be the final viewer of this dwindling stream. I literally have nothing better to do with my Sunday. Matt says, you need to get some cheerleaders in who celebrate when you say something worthwhile. Well, look, we'll work on all these things for the Facebook Live people, but for everyone at home, our staple radio listeners as well. Time for Ian Colvehouse. Fitzroy Simpson.
Neil Cox.
Steve Redmond.
Alan Kimball.
Phil King.
Chris Price.
Kevin Gage.
Steve Vickers.
Steve Antrobus.
Gus Caesar.
Paul Goddard.
Dane Whitehouse.
Kevin Drinkle.
Ian Snowden.
Gus Uhlenbeek.
Ian Bishop.
Carl Schutt.
Ian Ormondroyd.
Glyn Hodges.
Ian Olney.
David Kerslake.
Ian Butterworth.
Moussa Saeed.
Ian Marshall.
Rhys Wilmot.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, well done. Really well done.
I was showboating there.
Absolutely.
Like...
Ross Barkley, weren't you? Even before you'd won, you had your hands in the air. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the world's biggest sports radio station. Max Rushton and Barry Glendening on the warm-up here on TalkSport until 1 o'clock. Mark Sagas is your host of Sunday Exclusive, as always. Manchester City versus Swansea, 1:30 kickoff. Live and exclusive national radio commentary of that game. In just a moment, we'll find out if Grant Holt is nice. He's our contestant for today's game, but let's just get some live reaction to that game of Culverhouse. Gabriel says, I was waiting for a Culverhouse Super Bowl-esque halftime show. The US have Lady Gaga. I was expecting Kelly Marie at the very least. Phil says, edge of the toilet seat stuff. Tommy D, what a game. Still waiting for Tommy Johnson. Matt D, poor game of Culverhouse. That would be last on match of the day, he says.
Oh, that's harsh.
Tom Chalk says, a bit of I'm not going to say that during a game of Culverhouse. Will Taylor in the car on the way to Man City. How does the Culverhouse game work? It's on the website, talksport.com/warmup. Urban Spaceman says, cunningly disguised Steve Redman there in Culverhouse. Rob says, is there a rule you have to go through the Sheffield United on Wednesday? Back catalogue on Culverhouse? Chris says, Barry brought Culverhouse into disrepute. Complete lack of respect. Disciplinary action required. Do we think there should be a ban?
I don't think so. We need it for the show. I can't be banned. For the good of the game and the good of the
we'll
show.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe you have to rot in the reserves. You can go and do it for a full day on TalkSport 2. You can do it on TalkSport 2 or Talk Radio one day. Right, let's play Footballers Are Nice. Today's contestant, the Hibernian striker, Grant Holtz. Good afternoon, Grant.
Good afternoon.
How are you, Grant? You well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. That game sounds like it was a bit interesting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, you could be a good performer in there, Grant Holt. I don't know. We'd have to check the rule book. Now, are you going into this Footballers Are Nice feature blind, or do you know what's going on?
Roughly. I've heard it before on a long drive once before.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay, so you know, you might know what's going on. That's fine. So you've got time to have prepared your answers, Grant. It's big pressure on you now.
He's been doing research
into insects
the entire week,
hasn't he? Okay, well, look, the way we do this, Grant, is pretty technical. We need to find out if you're nice, and we do that by asking a very technical question, Grant Holt. Are you nice?
Of course.
Now, you say that. I mean, I don't have
not a flicker of uncertainty.
No, really, almost too confident. You know, they're the ones you have to really doubt. Do you do anything nice, Grant? We have had footballers with their own charity foundations. Asmir Begovic on recently. Johnny Jackson promised to start a foundation. Under the pressure of live radio, may now be having a pub quiz to raise some money for charity. Mick Quinn just asked for money. So there is a spectrum here, Grant.
So there's a wide spectrum of how nice you can be.
Yeah, exactly right. Where are you?
I try and do as much as I can, especially when I'm in and around Hibs. I do a lot of stuff with them and a lot of stuff with Norwich when I'm back in. So I do more than enough.
Okay, that's good.
Actually, there's quite a famous musician who I won't name, Roots Maneuver, who lives near me.
Yeah.
And he confessed recently, while we were talking about footballers, that he had stolen change from a sleeping tramp's cup to cover a bus fare because he didn't have any money on him.
That is lower than low. That is really absolute bottom of the barrel. Fortunately, Grant Holt has never done. Have you ever stolen money from a tramp, Grant?
Well, only a couple of pounds here and there.
All right. Well, look, you are nice. You've qualified to answer 16 completely unconnected questions. Grant Holt, formerly of Workington, Halifax Town, Sorrento, Barrow, Sengkang.
We have not got that long to put all my teams on that list.
We'll be here till tomorrow.
I've got more teams than questions.
No, you're right. Well, we'll do one question for each team. That's nice.
So, just one question. Where is Sengkang Marine?
It is in Singapore.
Oh, OK.
They don't exist anymore. They're now Haugan Hools, if you want some knowledge.
12 games, 12 goals in 17. Oh,
yeah.
You know, good. It's a good place for a target man to go there. You get a lot of flick-ons there. Come on.
I was good on the backstick crosses anyway.
All right, let's get on with these questions. We're not meant to talk about football in this section. Right, Grant Holt. If Barry and I were to come round for dinner, what would you cook for us?
I'd cook steak with triple-cut chips.
Oh, triple-cut. Will you just cook them three times or cook them?
Just cook them three times, cook them, then put them back in, cook them again, let them cool, and then cook them again.
I don't understand how that works. Why not just cook them once, but for three times longer than usual? Or am I
being... it's not the same. You need to cool it, let the fat, and then do them again.
Ah, they get really crispy. Oh, that's good.
That's it.
Oh, yummy.
Grant, if you were coming to our house for dinner and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
Avocado.
Okay. Oh, do you know what, Grant? I reckon there's time. I reckon, what am I now, 37? I reckon last 2-3 years I've really got into it.
I can't get it.
I
can't get it on toast with scrambled eggs. I can't get it though. People bake it with eggs and I just don't get the thing.
Yeah, you need to have a separate toast for the egg and a separate for the avocado. But I reckon, you know, when you get a bit older, Grant, I reckon it could happen. Anyway.
That's right.
Do you do your own laundry?
Yes, I do, because I'm in the flat by myself, so I have to. I've got no choice.
Okay.
Do you recycle, Grant?
I do, yeah, because you need to now, because you only get one bin.
He's not wrong. When did you last take public transport, Grant Holt, like a bus or a train?
2 weeks ago, took the tram.
The tram or the train?
The tram.
Tram.
Because that might be our first ever tram user.
Only ever use it once, I'll make out it's a regular thing.
Okay, good, okay.
What's your favourite insect, Grant? It's a controversial question. Pat Jennings didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope.
Right. I don't think that costs you, does it? Probably an ant, I think. Okay.
Yeah. They're good. They're
industrious, hard-working. Like
Rob the Shrewsbury fan says, Holti is Superman, so that makes him very nice. That's good. You've got praise already. To balance it up, if anybody would like to say anything rude on the text to Matt Grant,
I think you get quite a few of them, to be honest.
Grant, do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
No, I can't wear them. I get too hot in them.
Yeah.
So I've tried one once, but no, not for me.
Did it have comedy animal ears or a tail or anything?
I think it was a Christmas one, actually.
Okay. Oh, like a Christmas pudding?
Did you sprig of holly
like
on top?
Of the eye.
If we send you a Christmas pudding onesie with a sprig of holly on top, would you take a photo and send it back to us?
Of course I would.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. I mean, we probably won't get round to it, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I don't think this time of year you might not get... You'd probably get in the sale now, wouldn't you?
It'd be a bargain. Now's the time to get your Christmas pudding onesie.
No, I would be prepared to go the extra yard to source one, buy it, and send it to Grant Holt if he promises.
Okay, we'll go halves. We'll go halves.
Right, that's it then, yeah. Not a problem.
What's your favourite cheese, Grant?
Blue.
Okay, good.
You're on death row, Grant Holt. Sorry about that. Crime you didn't commit, obviously, because you're nice. You've 1 hour to go. Which TV show are you going to settle down and watch?
Ooh, good question. Probably Match of the Day.
Okay, you'd hope for a good one, wouldn't you? Because you're not sure. Never going to be sure.
You'd probably get 7 draws for the game. Nil-nil.
And then sometimes when it's like 1 hour and 10, you'd miss the last. Actually, it wouldn't be a bad thing to miss the last game. To miss the West Brom Stoke game.
The best one on when, that. So I'd be all right because the teams I used to play, but they always used to put them on first, so I'd be fine.
You go to the gallows, but you just missed the West Brom game. That's okay.
That's it.
If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, Grant Holt, what would it be?
Banana.
Okay. Versatile. I think it's a very good choice, banana.
You can do everything with it, can't you?
Literally do everything with it.
Literally, yeah.
I'm so childish. Seriously.
how many toilets do you have, Grant?
4.
Okay. You sound surprised.
I'm trying to work them out. We've only just moved in this house, so I'm just trying to work them out, yeah. Okay.
Are you sure? We need confirmation.
Yeah, that's 4, yeah. Okay. I'm not sending the girls around, Max, checking on which town we toilet to go.
Are you living in Edinburgh, Grant?
Yeah, I've got a flat in Edinburgh, yeah.
How are you? Those hills treating you?
I'm not too bad. I live on the Royal Mile, so it's quite flexible where I'm at, so I'm very lucky.
That's nice, isn't it? Okay, do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? Tony Cascarino told us that David told him once that he had 11 televisions.
No.
How many have you got?
Yeah, 3.
3, okay.
4 toilets, 3 tillies. Mm-hmm. What kind of pants do you prefer, Grant? Grant's pants, tight, loose, boxers, jockeys. John Hart and Perry Groves both go commando. Apparently it's an Arsenal thing.
Right. I don't go with that anyway. Tight boxers, probably.
Okay. Are you better looking than West Brom's Jonas Olsen?
Of course.
And do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, who's famously fragrant, according to one Cambridge United player of Max's acquaintance?
It depends on what mood I'm in.
Oh, really? If you're angry, do your pheromones go wild and you just start to reek?
Yeah, that's it. I just get aggressive and probably stench.
Have you ever got up close and personal in the tunnel or on the pitch with Michael Carrick? Can you confirm that he's particularly fragrant?
No, I can't confirm or deny, really.
Okay.
We'll let you know. Charlie Austin's going to sniff him next time. At the Capital One Cup final, Charlie's going to go up and sniff him.
Right, that's all right.
Lee from Oldham says, my brother bought Grant Holt's old apartment at Hollingworth Lake from his time at Rochdale. It was very nice. That's good, isn't it?
It was a nice flat, but it wasn't mine. I rented it.
Oh, really? Gary says, Grant Holt says, I do enough. Nice or charitable work. We'll decide if it's enough, Grant. Nice? I don't think so.
Oh, dear.
Malloy's has sent a tweet of an article saying you're going to become a policeman when you quit football. Is that still happening?
No, I said that's what I would like to do if I wasn't playing football.
Ah, I see. You're not training for it right now. Anyway, look, we're up to the final.
I'm still playing, Max.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do a job.
You can do both.
After training, don't get on the PlayStation.
I can't be on the bench today. I've just got to go and I've got to police the crowd.
It's like an ITV Sunday night TV show, you know, crime fighting centre forward.
We should pitch that. Would you be up for it, Grant?
What, try, play the lead?
Yeah, you can play the lead. We'll be like, Barry will be like your sort of awkward sidekick who sort of falls over
like
all the time.
The detective that doesn't really know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this is a great idea. Who knew our futures would be set in this 10 minutes? A final question for you, Grant, and then you can go back to whatever you would rather be doing. Are you nicer than Linvoy Primus?
No one's nicer than Linvoy Primus.
Is the right answer. Thank you so much for your time, Grant. Thanks very much. We'll come over for some chips very soon. Did you have a nice day?
Yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
It is time for Guess the Attendance. A tweet from Justin Morehouse just now says, poised for hashtag Guess the Attendance, trying to get it trending worldwide.
How's that going for you, Morehouse?
Good to push that, Justin. And Lord Early writes, how are you, Justin? Are you there?
Hi, guys.
Yeah, good, good. Welcome along. Big game today. Yeah, how are you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm feeling. Forget the big game. I was talking about the big thing now, guest attendance.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually interfered with Farmers Market.
Really?
I'm going to go to Farmers Market today, but I said, I put my foot down and said, no, guest attendance, love.
So
I've never said love to her before. I've never been that brave.
So you won't be sort of walking around feigning interest in overpriced eggs and lamb chops?
We'll be in about 10 minutes apologising as well.
And I like that as well, because that shows real... Some people who wouldn't take Guess the Attendance seriously, a bit like that man who tweeted us, Andy Bowers, who thinks this is banal, believe it or not. You know,
one man's banal is another man's meat pie.
Exactly, is another man's attendance, guessing of numbers. He, you know, you could have gone to the farmer's market and still played, but you're a professional, Justin, and that's why you are one of the two best players in this in the world at this.
Well,
Justin, yeah. I was at Sellers Park yesterday, and towards the end of the game, a man came around the press box and handed us a piece of paper with the attendance written on it. I deliberately looked away. I said, no, don't, because that could be construed as cheating. But I didn't even inadvertently. I'm worried it might have, you know, sort of, I might have absorbed the information without consciously looking at the piece of paper.
Well, look, who knows if it's going to come up? None of us know. But let's start. Let's start in League One, everybody. Rochdale 0, Bristol Rovers 0. Bristol Rovers in mid-table, and Rochdale one place outside the playoffs. Mark Brown ref this. Two bookings for Rochdale, one for Bristol Rovers. Rochdale 0, Bristol Rovers 0. Barry's writing down his attendance. It's a bit like...
I'm writing down the fixture.
Okay.
Rochdale, that's up around...
No, we don't
Justin's
want any information.
Neck of the woods,
oh,
isn't it?
Do you think Justin might have it in
here? Yeah, he's insider knowledge.
Justin,
yeah,
you can go
it's
first.
The geographical locale.
Justin,
am I going first?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3,164.
Well, I'll go 4,011.
3,168. Justin,
no.
Oh, come on. You're not cheating on us, Justin, are you?
I swear on my child's life.
Really? Well, four out. That's
exceptional. Do you like your child, Justin?
I do, you know what? I wish it wasn't that close now, because nobody will believe that.
Okay, well, no, it's 1-0 up. Well done, Justin. Justin is 1-0. He was four off gaming. Because if anyone gets it exactly right, we hang up on Justin.
Game.
And it was never played again. Watford Burnley in the Premier League. An early sending off for Jeff Hendrick for an over-the-top challenge. Watford scored twice in the first half. Dini and Niang. Ashley Barnes penalty. He had a chance, Ashley Barnes, late on to equalise for 10-man Burnley. Michael Oliver reffed it. But how many people were at Vicarage Road for Watford 2, Burnley 1? Barry?
I will go 24,230.
I'll go for 25,638.
20,178. It's 1-1. Let's go into League Two. Cambridge United robbed at home to Plymouth Argyle. Plymouth second. Cambridge on a little bit of a dip in form. At the Abbey Stadium, John Brooks reffed it. But how many people were there? Cambridge United 0, Plymouth 1. Justin, you go first.
4,128.
Barry?
6,212.
It was 5,084. I absolutely can't work that out.
That's me.
Justin, you get the point. Only just there. Okay, let's go into the Championship. Nottingham Forest 2, Aston Villa 1. Britos Ombolonga. Big game that. Jack Grealish sent off by Paul Tierney. But how many were there at the City Ground? Forest 2, Villa 1. Barry.
Oh, this is horrible. I've no idea how much the City ground holds, and they're disgruntled. They're probably voting with their feet. I'll go 18,450.
I reckon Villa took loads. I'm saying 26,000.
19,866. Oh. It's 2-2. So it is all to play for. Where shall we go? Let's take a big game, shall we? Let's find a really Palace. Big game somewhere. Palace. Huge game. Grimsby Town 1, Luton Town 1. Mark Haywood reffed it. How many were at Grimsby to watch a 1-1 draw? Both goals in the second half there. Grimsby mid-table, Luton in the playoffs. But how many were there at Grimsby? Justin.
It's 2-2, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2-2, yeah.
3,829.
Barry.
Right, that's the figure I'd written down. So
he's written 3,648. The correct answer, 5,114.
Yes,
Justin Morehouse is the winner. There'll be more Guess the Attendance next week.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. The warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Here we go back. Is the news review of the week. It's back, bigger, bolder and better. The whole world is excited.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, that's our biggest fan, Donald J. Trump, who downloads the podcast and plays Culverhouse while his chiefs of staff brief him on the impending end of the world. Barry was due to meet up with Donald until he realised what a despicable human danger to society Barry actually is.
With respect, such a meeting would be fruitless and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
Most importantly, Donald, your thoughts on Piers Brosnan.
One of the great Bonds.
Shock Talk Sport News as Alan Brazil managed to get into work every day for the whole of January. Reaction here from Television's Ant and Deck.
That was a break from tradition.
It was a break from, a welcome break from tradition.
Here's the Swansea manager Paul Clement discussing trying to have a conversation in a public toilet just as someone puts their hands in a Dyson Airblade.
It's not ideal.
On a more personal level, Paul will no longer be working as a still-life model for the Art Attack presenter Neil Buchanan, as Neil is moving to Manchester to work with Jose Mourinho.
I had a really nice discussion with Neil this morning in my office. He came in and said that the opportunity had come up and it was one that he wanted to take, and I supported that.
Jose's invited Neil to move in with him at the hotel.
I think he feels completely free because I told him that this is his house always and forever.
Here's Ronald Koeman on why I kissed that horse all those years ago.
I understand his feeling. It was difficult for him.
Ronald Koeman almost kissed the same horse.
I changed my mind.
But Jurgen Klopp is with me. Horse, lady, whoever.
Obviously, it feeds for a lot of people different, yeah. But not for me.
Good for you. Question for Sean Dyche. I've got to paint my bedroom wall. Should I wear dungarees or just an overall?
Overall.
Here's David Moyes' thoughts after being told that you can actually get relegated from the Premier League and that it's better if you try to survive.
It was something which we didn't think we had to do, but it's come about, so it's become a little bit of a priority.
The Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp here with some glowing praise for the warm-up with me and Barry.
And that there are worse things in the world, 100%.
Any advance on 100%? Anyone?
Big 250 million percent.
Thanks, Sam. Sam, how would you feel if I got Jose Mourinho to cover you in Nutella and lick it off?
It would please me immensely, like you mean, because...
Jose, would you be up for that?
I am the kind of guy that can do it.
Sean Dyche, you've been there. Any advice for Jose?
You've got to keep going. It's simple as that.
Good man. Tony Pulis, you in or do you have any reservations?
Let's give it a try. I did see if Nutella wanted to sponsor the event, but Sam, they said no.
No matter who they want to try and blame, they've only got themselves to blame.
Yeah, I agree. So does David Moyes.
I thought it was a good deal.
Elsewhere, his Chelsea boss, Antonio Conte, with some post-truth alternative facts about TalkSport presenter and all-round nice guy, Ray Wilkins.
He's 32, and I think he can play for many years.
Claudio Ranieri, when should we stop this news review?
As soon as it possible.
Thanks, Claudio, but let's get a final word from Steve Bruce. How are things?
In and around the bottom area where we're going to be, and I've had plenty of experience of it.
They were the best bits of the warm-up. I hope you have a lovely time. Brendan says the news review was hideous on the Facebook. You might be right, but you've got to try these things. If you don't try these things, you will never... ever know. Mufti says not that fat, talking about Barry. We'll be back next week. Cheers, bye.